Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Representative Kathy Lenatra. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, Christine. What a beauty of a day.
It is a beauty of a day. And hearing now about how it's, as our own Charles Mathewson has been saying, it's not so much of a lottery anymore to get a vaccination. Looks like we're beginning to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
We are. Isn't that great? You know, we were in such a dark place a few months ago, and now to see the light.
Okay, so it's going to be a whole new world, so it looks like things are going well. Now, you folks in the State House have been working on the budget. I believe the House passed a $47.7 billion budget. Tell me about a few things that were highlighted for the 12th Plymouth District.
Oh, I would love to. You know, this pandemic has been incredibly difficult, but it's highlighted issues that have impacted families all across Massachusetts for a long time. And this budget is a great step towards solving systemic problems, such as food insecurity, our lack of affordable housing, and adequate child care. So this budget reflects local aid commitment recently made by the House and Senate. It increases our unrestricted general government aid, also known as UGA, by $39.5 million over FY21 for a total of $1.168 billion. And what's really important, too, is our Chapter 70 education funding. That was increased by $219.6 million over FY21 for a total of $5.503 billion. So that's fully funding the first year of the six-year implementation plan for the Student Opportunity Act, which was really important. The government wanted to do over 7 years, and we have reinstated to fund that over 6 years. Additional education funding included $367 million for special education circuit breaker, $154 million for our charter schools, $82 million for regional transportation, which is very important to regional schools, as I have one in my district, and $14 million for homeless student transportation.
Now, this I was talking a little bit earlier this week to State Rep Matt Muratori, and he agreed that, you know, from what they were saying a year ago, the numbers are looking a lot better than I think a lot of people thought they would be looking at this time.
They are, which is, you know, a great surprise to all of us, but a good surprise. We were even able to get some local aid for some Nathan Hale Veterans Outreach, received some money. Plymouth Coalition for the Homeless, I was able to advocate for some money for them. And what's really important is $50,000 to conduct a market feasibility study for economic development in Plymouth County to bring more jobs here to Plymouth County and to actually get people that are job makers here, to attract them. So that's really important. You know, there was a lot of investment in labor and economic development, a creation of a trust fund dedicated to job training for the offshore wind industry, which we know is, you know, up and coming. And that's going to be administered by the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. It also has an initial deposit for $10 million to establish and grow technical training programs in our public higher education system and also our vocational technical institutions. So we really hit a lot of key factors here with education, with job training, technical assistance. You know, I think we're in a much better place than we thought we were going to be.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. We'll check in with you a little bit later on in the budget process. But again, that's State Representative Kathy Lenatra of the 12th Plymouth District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christine. Nice to be with you today.
You too. Thank you. We'll be back after this.